This morning I want to share with you just for a minute or two about being one nation under God.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King.
Proclaim liberty throughout the land. That is one of the things that we as a people are to be about. To proclaim the liberty that we find in Christ Jesus. And while we look, and this Tuesday we'll be celebrating the 4th of July, right? It's not all about fireworks, is it? Or cooking out on the grill. It's about a nation that once upon a time was founded on a belief and the desire for freedom to worship the Heavenly Father. And we look at our great nation as being called a melting pot. I wanted to share with you this morning just for a moment about where that came from. It actually came from a play that was given in 1908. It's a play by Israel Zangwill, first staged in New York City. It depicts the life of a Russian Jewish immigrant family. The Quaxenos, David Quaxeno was survived in the play. He and his family coming from Russia, a pogrom, or if you will, it would be like a small holocaust. Pogrom is the word that they used to describe the Jews who were persecuted in Russia. Thousands of them being sent to Siberia and also losing their lives. And they run from that and they come to America. And his mother and father and his sister are all killed in that. And he makes it to America. And one of the statements in the play that he mentions, the melting pot, he says, "Here shall they all unite to build the Republic of Man and the Kingdom of God." We need to understand that we are a part of a melting pot in the U.S., but more important than that even, we are a part of a melting pot and a nation that exists beyond this one. That exists beyond the United States. For our citizenship that is most important does not lie within our citizenship of this country, but the citizenship of the kingdom that our Savior has established. Colossians 1, verse 13 says, "He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins." In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 says, "Therefore let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." My class on Sunday morning, we've been going through the Old Testament, and I just wanted to take a minute to remind you of these two scriptures, because there are so many people in the world around us who believe that the kingdom has not been established. The kingdom has been established. We are members of that kingdom. Our citizenship lies within a nation that has been established by our Savior. And we were chosen to be a part of that. Proverbs 14:34, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is reproach to any people." Then Isaiah 60:12, "The nations and kingdoms which will not serve the Lord will perish, and they will be utterly ruined." They're talking about here physical kingdoms, right? And so we look at that, and we look back through the history of the Old Testament, and we realize that a nation like the United States has been founded on a belief that God is the foundation for all life, that He is the creator of all life, will only stand if it recognizes the incredible existence of the one and only God. Amen. Romans 5:9 says, "And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation.'" If melting pot ever described a people, it describes those who have given their lives to a nation that extends beyond the borders of the United States. It belongs to a people who nothing stands in the way of bringing them together except for their own sin. And that once Christ has cleansed them and made them whole, they become a part of a nation that is greater, that is more powerful, that will last longer than any other nation. 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation." God's special possession. "That you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light." And so we find that is one of the purposes of the people of Christ, to give to the world our praises of the one who established a nation whose borders cannot be controlled or contained. We are a melting pot that rises far above what was mentioned in the play in 1908. As God looks at us as His special possessions, as He brings us together and ties our lives together by Jesus Christ. The 33rd Psalm, verse 12, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He has chosen as His heritage." We are His heritage, the people of His nation, chosen and belonging to Him in a holy nation that is greater than America. The 20th Psalm, verse 7 and 8. "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust. In the name of the Lord, our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright." So I want you to think this year, as you celebrate the birth of our nation, as you remember those who have laid down and lost life and limb to establish a country that we can freely meet this morning, that while you belong to that nation that is incredible, who is in God's hand, and in His control, that you belong to a nation that is greater, whose boundaries and time will last far beyond the United States. And we thank God for the opportunity to march into this dark world and say before the world, I thank God and I give to Him praises for the things that He's blessed me with, because we know that all good and perfect gifts come from Him in our lives. I have a Savior who has made me whole, who has changed who I am within, and I proclaim before the world, He is the only living God. He has changed me and given me hope for a future. When the nation fails, my nation will rise above. My people will stand triumphantly, not because of my strength, but because of the immeasurable, incredible power that works within me through His Spirit on a daily basis. Because for some reason, in my fallacies and my shortcomings, in my ignorance, He chose me as a special possession to take me and plant me in a nation that is stronger and mightier than any other that has ever or will ever stand. How can we not rejoice before the world to be a part of that? To thank God for who we are and who we are becoming because of His love and desire for us to be more as we walk in the light with Him. And we know that we can overcome because greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. What an incredible promise. What an incredible life to be a citizen of a nation that is on the rise. And we thank God. And your opportunity this morning is to be a part of that nation, to be a part of God's people. That when other countries, when leaders fail, and we've seen it and will continue to see it, it will not come to an end unless we all go home together. But this is the opportunity this morning, and that's my lesson. I told you it was short. You didn't believe me, did you? Are you a part of His nation that stands forever? If you're not, we want to help you be united with Christ in the likeness of His death, burial, and resurrection, to be raised to walk in newness of life, to be one of the chosen of a nation that stands, of a nation that is on the rise, a nation who says, I believe in a living, mighty God who is in control. We want to give you that opportunity. If you have just fallen away, maybe you just need prayers. If we can put our arms around you and pray with you this morning. Why don't you come as we stand and sing?
There's a man to prove me back for the sinful and the sad. Ding it out, ding it out, ding it out. It will give the courage to wait for help to be true. Ding it out, ding it out, ding it out. Him from whom all blessings flow. Bring it out. all the Lord.